Have you ever felt that burning desire to change something in the world, but stopped yourself with, "Who am I to do this?" Jennifer Dulski's Purposeful demolishes this self-doubt with a simple, powerful truth. Every significant movement in history began with someone willing to stand alone. Like the first person who starts clapping at a performance, social change requires someone brave enough to be first. This progression from unthinkable to inevitable resembles a standing ovation effect, beginning with just one person whose courage inspires others until momentum becomes unstoppable. Consider Erdem Gumdis, who in 2013 stood motionless for 8 hours in Istanbul's Taksim Square to protest police brutality. His solitary stance gradually attracted hundreds and inspired the viral #DuranAdam movement worldwide. The most significant barrier to taking that first step isn't external. It's not believing in our own capacity to affect change. When facing challenges, we must ask, "Why not me?" instead of "Why me?" Movements don't require grand gestures to begin. They need committed first steps. Sarah Kavanaugh, a Mississippi teenager who became vegan at 12, discovered brominated vegetable oil, BVO, in Gatorade. Learning BVO contained bromine, also found in flame retardants and was banned in over 100 countries, she started a petition asking Pepsi to remove it. Despite feeling she lacked authority as a teenager, her petition gathered 17,000 signatures in a month. Less than 3 months later, Pepsi announced they would remove BVO from Gatorade. Sarah then campaigned against BVO in Powerade, and ultimately, both Pepsi and Coca-Cola removed it from all their drinks worldwide. A compelling vision forms the foundation of any successful movement. Vision represents your desired future, while purpose explains why that future matters. The winning combination includes a clear vision, meaningful purpose, and stories that bring both to life. Personal stories create impact by showing how your vision affects real people. When Hank Hunt's daughter, Kari, was murdered, her 9-year-old daughter couldn't reach 911 because she didn't know to dial 9 first. His granddaughter's words became the emotional core of Carey's Law, which mandated direct 911 dialing in hotels and became federal law in 2018. A clear vision helps you adapt when initial approaches fail. Chris Atejica, driven by a vision of healthcare access after losing family in Uganda, evolved from motorbike ambulances to addressing medical brain drain while maintaining his core vision. Similarly, Ali Webb began with a $40 mobile blow-drying service that grew into Drybar, now over 70 stores with a successful product line built on the insight that when people look good, they feel good.
Traditional social organizing often frames campaigns as battles against decision makers, but viewing people in power as potential partners typically yields better results. This doesn't mean abandoning demonstrations or boycotts. These remain effective for demonstrating commitment. Rather, employ these tactics respectfully while leaving room for collaboration. As Dr. King said, nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice, not people. Success comes when you find pathways appealing to both sides. Gemma Mortensen demonstrated this approach during Myanmar's 27 crackdown on Buddhist monks. Instead of treating UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown as an adversary, they recognized his concern for Myanmar and worked collaboratively, arranging meetings between Brown and monks that secured EU sanctions. Often, persuading decision makers simply requires understanding their motivations and making it easy for them to say yes. Amanda Nguyen, a rape survivor, founded Rise after discovering Massachusetts would destroy her rape kit evidence after 6 months unless she repeatedly fought to preserve it. Her team prepared for every potential objection, showing both moral and fiscal benefits. Their Sexual Assault Survivors' Rights Act passed unanimously in Congress, remarkable considering only 0.016% of bills achieve this in both chambers. Leading a movement requires inspiring everyone to fight for the cause. While charismatic leaders matter, success depends on all members feeling invested. Dulski's motivational pie chart tool asks team members to list their motivations with percentage weightings and satisfaction levels, revealing three common factors: purpose, meaningful work, growth, learning and challenges, and connection, respected teammates. Effective leaders emphasize purpose through storytelling, like Neil Grimmer of Plum Organics ending meetings with the love bomb, sharing customer stories about their impact on families. The Pygmalion effect demonstrates how high expectations improve performance. When teachers believed randomly selected students would be bloomers, those students' IQs improved significantly. Leaders who believe in their teams create self-fulfilling prophecies of success. The 90-10 decision-making model allows team members to make about 90% of decisions independently, while 10% require approval, balancing trust with accountability. When creating change, criticism is inevitable, especially if you're successful. Two types exist: genuine constructive feedback that helps you improve, and commentary from haters meant to drag you down. Our brains have a negativity bias, reacting more strongly to negative information than positive. A powerful countermeasure is building enough positivity around you to overshadow negativity. Myrna Forster, who campaigned to put a woman on Canadian currency, faced harsh sexist attacks but printed supportive petition comments for encouragement. The fact that people can post their reasons for signing was one of the best things, she said. All of a sudden, you're not alone anymore. Some entrepreneurs transform skepticism into motivation. When told her Hintwater would never succeed because Americans love sweet, Kara Golden saw opportunity instead of discouragement. 12 years later, Hintwater became a $100 million company. Similarly, Mary Lou Juxon at One Laptop Per Child turned critics into unwitting advisors by asking skeptical executives to explain their doubts. They identified 23 problems, 17 she'd already solved, while the remaining 6 provided valuable insights. Leadership in movements resembles mountain climbing with dramatic shifts, either near the summit on a sunny day or at the bottom during a storm. The key is believing better days will come and persisting regardless. Significant achievements require failures. If something doesn't warrant failures, it's likely not challenging enough. Change.org embraced this philosophy through their Festival of Failure, reframing setbacks as learning opportunities. You don't climb alone. Amy Norman and Stella Ma co-founded Little Passports after meeting at eBay. Their partnership, dividing responsibilities by strengths while making major decisions together, helped them grow to over $30 million in revenue. Research confirms sharing goals increases achievement. Over 70% of participants sending weekly updates to friends accomplished their goals, versus 35% who kept goals private. We may never know our full impact, yet small gestures can inspire profound change. Movement starters readily name their inspirations, though few had informed these influencers of their impact. Movements don't require special talents, just ordinary people willing to take the first step. As Margaret Mead said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." Your voice matters, your actions count, and the movement you envision might be waiting for you to begin.